Thank y'all. Thank y'all. One thing about me, I ain't afraid to block people. I ain't afraid to cut people out of my life. I'm not afraid to stand alone, and I'm not afraid to be alone. I have standards. I'm a very good person. And not only that too, but I'm a caring person. And I'm very intelligent. I don't allow people to think that they just gonna have their way with me. I'm gonna tell y'all a story about, there was this guy that I was friends with like some years ago, like could have been maybe about some 7-8 years ago. And I was friends with him, and, you know, we used to go out, we used to have a good time. You know, whenever he needed anything from me, I made sure I had it for him. Whatever that I needed from him, he would partially have it for me. And I say partially because, you know, there was a lot of things that I needed from him that I knew he had. That I knew he was able to provide me of assistance with, and I would be able to pay the debt back, but he just wouldn't help me the fuck out. It was always, he was too busy doing something. It was always something that he was just too busy doing that he couldn't help me out with it. So I figured, okay, whatever, right? Like, what the fuck ever. And so I allowed, but I allowed for, and I still continue to hang out with this person, and whatever that he was, whatever that he needed from me, I gave to him. One day, I needed something from him that actually, no, I was coming to collect the debt. That was what I was doing. I was coming to collect the debt because this man asked $500 from me. He asked to borrow $500 from me, and I literally gave him $500 to borrow. I didn't hear from him in like 2.5 months. I said, okay. I said, well, I'm pretty sure he's had money since then, right? Because he works, you know. He worked the same job that I had. I seen this guy come in with some new fucking sneakers. He had like 3 fucking new sneakers that I seen him with like every day. And he was, you know, new outfits. He was just doing some brand new shit. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, he look nice. He look cute. I've run into him. You know, it's been some months and I run into him. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? He's like, fine. You know, I'm doing great. I said, okay. I said, well, I see you looking good. He said, yeah, you know, I got to be fresh. You know, I really got to feel good. It's about time. You know, I'm starting to feel good and everything. I said, oh, so how's everything going with you? He's like, oh, everything's going good. I got this new job. You know, things are really looking up for me and everything. I said, oh, okay. I said, so seeing that everything is looking up for you and everything, I would think that you will have, you know, the money to pay me back what you owe. And he was like, huh? I said, yeah. I said, you owe me $500. I said, I have the receipt right here. And, you know, we have a promissory note, text messages stating that you promised that you would pay me back. I didn't give you this money as a gift. I gave it to you as a loan. And so I'm expecting to collect my debt. And he was like, oh. He was like, I ain't got it. I said, oh, okay. I said, so what we're going to do? I said, you can give me them tennis shoes. That's what you can start with. What? I ain't giving you my tennis shoes. Fuck out of here. Fuck you think you is. No, you're going to give me them tennis shoes. That's what you're going to do. Yeah, you're going to give me them tennis shoes. You want to kick them tennis shoes up, and then I'm going to take those. And then you can come up out that outfit too. I'm going to take that. I said, that's what I'm going to do. I said, because you can't be walking around here fresh to death, knowing that you owe debt. Oh, come on now. We best friends. You know, look. Give me next week. I'll pay you back next week. I said, okay. I said, I'll give you next week. If you don't pay me back, I said, we're going to have some problems. Oh, well, dang, I know it was like that, sis. I thought we was friends. Nah, man. Nah, we not friends when it come to business. When you ask me for money that I didn't have, I had it to give to you. Okay? You promised me that you were going to pay me back. We literally agreed on this being a loan and you were going to pay me back. You didn't pay me back. So now you gotta pay. You gotta pay what you owe. And you walking around here and you fresh to death and you acting like you got it. So I'm need for you to give it. Oh, okay. I'll give it back to you, sis. I'll give it back to you. Blah, blah, blah. I said, now look, I said, I know you're gonna block me on I know you're gonna block me. And you're probably going to stop fucking with me, and that's fine. I said, however, I know where you live. I said, and I got people that know where you live too. Yeah, I was that girl. I was the girl that I wasn't just going to walk away and just be like, forget about it if you owe me a debt. No, I was that girl, okay? You got to remember, I was a hot-tempered, hot-headed, smart mouth, quick to fight, quick to smack the shit out of you type of bitch, okay? That's who the fuck I was back then, okay? Let me put that in there for context. He owes me money. He's like, I told him, like, I know what's going to happen. Just know that I'm going to collect my debt one way or another from you. And I'm going to collect it from you dead or alive. Okay? I walked away from him. I didn't say goodbye to him. A week goes by. I said, let me call him. Call him, just like I figured he had me blocked. Had me blocked on social media. I said, okay. I said, but he ain't got me blocked from his location. Pulled up to his crib. He was coming in with some brand new shoes. He was coming in with a laptop and I think some other things. Pulled up on him. I said, hey, what's up? He said, oh, hey, hi. I said, yeah, you owe me 500. Where that? He said, oh, shit. I said, yeah, shit. Where that? You got it? He gave me 500. He had it. So he gave me the 500. He was like, damn, but that's all I got. I said, well, I said, all that stuff that you just bought, you could take it back and get some more money off of it. I said, but this, you owe me. I said, consider yourself blocked. After that, I blocked his number on all communications. Took the 500, ain't seen him since until recently. I seen him recently. Saw me, said hello. It's been a while. I say, yeah, it's been a while. He's like, it's been a long time, actually. I said, yeah, it's been some years. It's been maybe about 7, 8, could be maybe 6, 7, 8 years. I'm like, how you been? He's like, oh, I've been good, you know. I just had, you know, I had 3 kids over the years, you know, got a family and, you know, working and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, okay. He was like, yeah. He was like, I've been trying to hit you up. He was like, but he was like, I guess you had me blocked. I was like, yeah. I was like, remember when? And then I remember the 500. I said, oh, remember when you had paid me the 500 that you owed me and I told you to consider yourself blocked? And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. He was like, well, you know, that's been a long time ago now, you know, and I figured we passed that. I figured, you know, we should hang out sometime or whatever. I'm like, you just say you had a family. You want to hang out with me? And I tell this story because I want people to understand that. Excuse me, y'all. I tell this story because I want people to understand that I will treat you according to how you treat me. And that can go for any setting, at any place, at any time. I'm blocking everybody in my life. I'm blocking everybody out of my life. at this point. Because I don't have time for the bullshit. I don't have time for whenever people feel that they want to do something. One thing that I have trust, I started gaining a lot of trust for myself. And I trust people in that they will be who they are. I don't have time for the bullshit, though. And I don't want friends. I don't want no friends anymore. Fuck that. I'm cool with making enemies. I'm cool with pissing people off. And I'm cool with making leeway. You want to know why? Because I'm pissing people off by not being in a fucking way. I'm pissing people off by staying out of the fucking way. I'm pissing people off by walking away. I'm pissing people off by being in the fucking cut. Shoot, I can go from liking somebody to not liking them. I could go to liking somebody to hating their motherfucking guts and wouldn't want them around me. No way. Really quick. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me at all. I got interest. Just like everybody else got interest, I got interest. I got my own self-interest. And my self-interest is in being Black first. I'm Black. I'm Black first. I'm a woman second. And I'm a gangster third. And what I mean by that is my interest is Black. My experience is Black. I don't want to be lumped in with no other groups. People want to lump me in with people of color. I'm not a person of color. I'm not. And I find that very fucking offensive when people say that. I'm not a person of color. Don't lump me in with that. I'm Black. When you look at me, what you see? Black. Don't lump me in with no Black or brown. No, don't lump me in with that shit. I don't like that shit. And I don't play that. Don't do that. Don't do that. When I walk Black. When I talk Black. When I think Black. When I move Black. I'm bliggity Black, Black, and blacker the berry, and sweeter the motherfucking juice. Shit. I'm a woman second. To the politically correct people out there, I'm a woman second. 100% born woman. That means every month I'm beefing with Mother Nature because she want to drop her little monthly gift on me. And God, Lord, wishing I ain't never had this motherfucking shit because it's annoying as hell. I'm walking around feeling like a 400-pound whale, knowing I only weigh 145 pounds. What the fuck, bro? I don't want this shit. But nonetheless, I go through it. I go through it. It doesn't determine my Black experience. It determines my experience as a woman. But me being strong and going through what I've gone through as a woman is what allowed me to be a gangster. And what I mean by gangster, I'm not talking about committing crimes. I'm talking about elevating intellectually. Stepping up to the challenge and putting my emotions aside. Showing up on my bad days. Showing up on days that I don't even want to show. Showing up on days to where I'm not even sure if I can show. Showing up for myself every day. And showing up for the people and the community that I serve every day. That is what being gangster is. That's what being Black first, a woman second, and a gangster third encompasses. But I want to talk about being Black first. Because being Black first is important. That's why I say it's first. When you see me, what you see? You see Black. My experience as a Black person has been very much a schmovie. People think that Black people are a monolith, and we're not. We're not a monolith. Our experiences are very, very unique. But one thing that is in common is that we all show the resilience that we have to fight against adversity every single day and being proud, even in the face of that. Me being Black is my strength. I love being Black and I don't want to be nothing else. Me being Black is a superpower. Let me tell you something. I do shit that nobody else can do as a Black person. One thing about being Black is just how I step up, how I enter a room. The power that I command, and I ain't got to say nothing. Being Black is knowing that you're the most feared person in the world, but you're the most powerful person in the world. That's what being Black first is to me. So when I come to this stage and I crack my jokes and I talk my shit, just know that I'm Black first. And I'm a little sensitive about my shit. I'm not a girly girl, but I'm not a tomboy either. I consider myself an in-betweener because I'm weird. I'm a motherfucking weirdo. Let me tell you something. Before anybody could crack jokes on me, I crack jokes on me, okay? I'm that type of person. I look myself in the mirror and be like, you old motherfucking weird ass bitch. You all motherfucking goddamn face look like a pothole ass bitch. You ain't that motherfucking cute with y'all almost connecting unibrow weird ass hoe. Like, I could really go in, you know what I'm saying? And I could pick flaws and shit about myself. And one of the things that I've came to realize is that I'm not that attractive. Like, I'm not an attractive person otherwise. Like, my beauty, like, when I look at myself, I give myself about a good 7, 8, no more than, on a look scale. So, I don't know. Maybe that will be considered ugly. What I decided to do was I decided to take the word ugly and transcend that word. And people always say, ooh, you look ugly. You look ugly as hell. I'd be like, yeah, I look ugly as hell. And I'll still fuck your man. I'll fuck your man. I'll fuck your dad and your brother and your cousin. Yeah, I'm ugly, but I'll do all that shit. And they'll like it too, bitch. Yeah, I'm ugly. I'm an ugly ass bitch. I'm an ugly ass bitch with a sexy ass personality. What I lack in looks, I make up for any other departments. The fuck, bitch? See, that's how confident I am. I'm not motherfucking confident to where anywhere I motherfucking go, I know I'm the motherfucking shit. Yeah, what I lack for in this area, I make up for 10 others, bitch. I'm a motherfucking god. I'm a motherfucking god. Yeah, I'm ugly as hell, motherfucker, but yo, daddy gonna be worshiping me at his knees. What the fuck you talking about? Shit. You see, the problem is in this motherfucking world is that since everybody wanna be obsessed with looks and wanna be concerned about looks, for fucking what? For fucking what? Try to look good for a nigga who will still fuck a 2? What's wrong with you? Shit. For real, like you could do that. Women do it all the time. Women do dumb shit like motherfuckers spend 5 G's, take a trip to the Dominican Republic to see a ghetto ass, not even a board certified surgeon to get a BBL. To get a BBL to impress a nigga who would have fucked the shit out of her really motherfucking good if she was a one. The fuck? Yeah. Yeah, men are visual creatures. Men are visual creatures. But let's get it the fuck straight. They're visual creatures, but they'll still fuck anything. Anything. Men are logical creatures too. So by nature, they want something that's going to make love to their fucking mind. How the heart connects to the mind is having a motherfucking personality. Niggas love bitches with personality. Hell yeah. If you can make a nigga laugh and cook him chicken wings, you good in his motherfucking book. Make him laugh and cook him chicken wings. That's right. Make him laugh and cook chicken wings, and I fucking promise you, he won't be yours for life. And men love cool shit. Men love cool shit. Oh, well, what's cool? I could get my hair done and get some lashes and get some nails. No, men like cool shit. Men like cool shit. Like take them to an amusement park. Take them to a race, a race car. Or matter of fact, men do like cool shit. Learn how to play a video game. Yeah, ladies, learn how to play a video game. Learn how to play a PlayStation 5. Learn how to play NBA 2K and play with your old nigga. Hell yeah, become a gamer with your old nigga. And I'm telling you, you're going to be with him for life. Three things. Learn how to make him laugh. Learn how to get to his stomach. And learn how to play a video game. Yeah, that's cool shit. That's what they like. Shit. Y'all out here letting these old bobble-headed ass filled with silicone ass bitches, airhead ass bitches tell y'all that niggas like ass, face, and titties. No the fuck they don't. No the fuck they don't. No the fuck they don't. They like laughing, eating, and motherfucking playing games. The fuck? Shit. But I'm weird, I'm ugly, and I'm cool. I'm a weird, ugly, cool ass bitch. And I wear that with pride. I wear that shit with pride. I'm weird as hell because I'm smart as shit. I'm a motherfucking geek. I love science and all other shit. I love fucking reading. And, I like being intrigued, okay? I like motherfucking mind games. I like learning shit. I like learning. I like talking. I like talking. I like using my mouth. Yeah, like doing all of that. And I'm ugly 'cause I ain't got no fat ass and fat titties and look like a brat doll. I'm struggling with a little bit of acne. I got nappy ass short hair up underneath this wig. And I'm slim thick, meaning that I'm slim, but I'm curvy. Like I said, when I look at myself in the mirror realistically, okay, I give myself at least a 7 or an 8. No more. Six is an exaggeration. That's an underestimate. That's an underestimate for me. Shit. And I'm cool. I'm cool because I know how to attract people. I know how to cook. I know how to make people laugh. And I know how to do cool shit. I always like doing cool shit. I love playing video games. I know how to play video games. I was taught how to play video games, thank God. But I know how to play video games and, you know what I'm saying? I know how to cook. I love food. Shit, I make a nigga chicken wings real quick. Shoot, if I had it my way, I put my hands to the back while I'm sucking dick, cooking on the stove, and then hand him the food. And I like doing cool shit. I love doing unique shit. I like to travel. You know, I like to travel. You know, I like going to strip clubs. I can definitely go to a strip club with my nigga. Yeah, shake some ass, throw some cash. I like that shit too. Yeah, turn up. Yeah, let's play some video games. You want to play Call of Duty and NBA 2K? Shit. Yeah, I'm with that shit too. Shit. And with all that, shit, it's cuffing season. Shit. Y'all gotta understand the thing about dick and chicken wings. Like I said, there was this thread going around where this lady was talking about how she go to bars and buy chicken wings to get men to, you know, to get men to talk to her and shit. And I was like, what? Shit, fuck a drink. Get them chicken wings. Hell yeah, get them. Matter of fact, I'd be the one to get them one shot and like six chicken wings. Chicken wings offer you. Take the shot with me. What's up? Can I take you home? Or can you take me home? Shit, whichever way you want to go with it. Shit, dick and chicken wings. Mm-hmm. The way to the dick is chicken wings, ladies. Food. Niggas love food. That's it. Like, I don't understand. Like, we have to stop with this whole looks situation. Like, we have to look a certain way and everything. Yes, we could be attractive. And yes, you want to keep yourself up. Absolutely. But shit, don't kill yourself in the process of trying to keep yourself nice and try to keep someone. All you have to do is be yourself. Be your fucking self. It's okay to be ugly, ladies. It's okay to be fucking ugly. You gotta have a beautiful personality. Some people may say, oh no, that don't matter. Yes, the fuck it does matter. Have a beautiful ass personality, because shit. Because niggas ain't trying to fuck no starfish out here. I mean, let's just keep it real. Like, niggas ain't trying to do that. Niggas is not trying to do that. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, we have to be, you know, we have to be intelligent up on shit, because real talk, like, you know, you can't be out here getting wrong advice from people and shit. Especially when it's cuffing season and it's going to be cold outside. You trying to be warm and safe and loved and shit. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad that I was born, that I became the descendant from people who, you know, held it down, kept it 100% interdependent, and was all about their business. My grandparents, my grandparents, they're not here. They're no longer walking this earth. But they're with me all the time in spirit. And they had 10 children, 7 which are still here. But they had 10 children. And they stayed together. They stayed married 62 years up until their deaths. And I admire that. I admire that about them, because that showed me that they were truly committed to each other and that they truly loved each other, even when it was hard. I know there was moments where they ain't like each other. But the commitment to love and to honor and to cherish each other until the very end, and to pass down things to their offsprings and even their offsprings, I think that is so powerful. And that's something that I always speak about, because here's the thing. I'm not into, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm an independent person. I'm very independent, and I'll always be independent. But at the same time, you know, I'm not like, fuck everybody. I can be like that, but I don't choose to be like that. I hate people sometimes, but I love people too. We have to understand our purpose and what we play in this planet when it comes to each other, men and women. It's okay to be vulnerable. But in being vulnerable, you have to trust that people are going to be themselves no matter what. And so you have to allow people to be themselves no matter what. I feel like we wouldn't have to lie to each other so much if we could just simply, truly just be ourselves. Like, have faith in knowing that, yeah, you are a fucked up ass person and that you have fucked up ass feelings and fucked up ass thoughts and fucked up ass ways. But if that is what scares you, and if that is what hurts you, then you have to accept that that's not what you like about yourself. So you'll do whatever you have to do to change it, but don't lie. Accept it. Accept it. And with that being said, what I also come to learn and truly appreciate and accept about myself is that I like money. I like money. I like elevating. I like nice things. I like, you know, I like having all types of nice shit. I like to have my nails done every motherfucking 2 weeks. I get my nails done every 2 weeks on the date, on the hour. Yeah, I get my nails done every 2 weeks. I don't miss. And that is what the fuck I will be doing for the rest of my life. And not only that, but I also like elevating and I like doing nice shit. It ain't just about having nice things, but I like doing nice shit. I like doing nice ass shit, okay? Yeah, I like doing things like going to museums and, you know, putting and giving back to charity. Yeah, I like giving back to charity. I like giving back. I like buying gifts for people. I like taking care of people. I like looking out for people, okay? That's nice shit. Now, with that being said, My ancestors, they like doing that shit too. You want to know the crazy thing? My ancestors wasn't given that choice because of white people, aka white supremacy. My ancestors were pretty powerful people. They organized things. They were able to bring people together to find a common cause. But that was taken from them by a bunch of people who just believed that simply because of their skin color, they were equated to property and they weren't valuable unless they were in their possession. Do you know that America could tank without black people? America could fall and crash without black people. Like, if all black people, if we just all decided to leave America today, just leave America, leave all this motherfucking shit behind, you know the economy would crash severely. This is why I want my reparations. I want my reparations. What does that mean to you? Cash. Check. Cut the check. You have to pay. They have to pay what they did to my ancestors. Let me tell you something. You can't force a bunch of people to build an economy and not pay them the services that were being rendered. That is not how commerce works. That is not how the economy works. That is not how customer service works. When you think about it, white supremacy is, you know, white folks have horrible customer service. You can't create the customer service rule and then fucking break it every chance you get. It doesn't work like that. There were services that were done and payment is owed. You didn't pay my ancestors, so you're going to pay the offspring of their ancestors. Yes, you're going to pay me for what my ancestors did. They built that motherfucking White House that your snowflake ass like to be in. So therefore, yeah, you rents due, rents due. See, this is what I think. What this is how I'm thinking when I vote. When I think about voting, this is how I'm thinking. What am I? What services, you know, are going to be provided, and what, you know, if I'm paying for these services, what am I getting back? What the fuck am I getting back? I'm not voting in this year's midterms. I'm not doing it. I'm staying out. I didn't register to vote either. They've been asking me, oh, you want to re-register to vote? No, not re-register to vote. I voted in 2020 and I'm going to tell you what the fuck I got. Let me tell you what I got. I voted in 2020 for the Democrats. I voted for my senator, my locals, everybody. I did all that shit, right? I voted in 2018 and I voted in 2020. The only thing that I got out of the whole set between the president and my local government is marijuana legalization in my city and inflation. That means that everything that I buy has went up. The price of everything has went up. And marijuana legalization. That was the only thing I've gotten out of this whole entire time. And I'm going to be honest with you. This was not what I wanted. This was not what I paid for. This was not what I got up and voted in 2021. No, in 2020. When I voted in 2020, this is not what I paid for. And when I voted in 2018, this was not what I wanted. This was not what the fuck I wanted. This was not what I voted for. And I'm mad and I'm not okay with it. So therefore, I'm staying the fuck out. Don't nobody better ask me about voting. Don't come to me about voting. Fuck no and fuck you. Okay? Like, hell no. Give me my reparations, bitch. Cut the check. I don't want to hear nothing else. If you're not talking about anything that's going to tangibly benefit my community, the black community, then I don't want to hear it. If it's not going to be anything that's going to be in the interest of myself, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to fucking hear it. Kiss my ass. Because I'm not into paying money for shit that I don't fucking want.
I didn't ask for fucking inflation. I didn't ask for anything to go the fuck up. We still in the middle of a fucking pandemic. You got this old ass bitch Biden walking around here. His ass caught COVID 3 times talking about the pandemic's over. No, nigga, you caught the shit 3 times. Fuck you talking about it's over for. The fuck?
Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. This is not what I asked for when I vote. So yeah, give me my reparations. If we ain't talking about cash, tangibles, if we not talking about anything to specifically, you know, literally benefit the Black community, I don't give a fuck about it. The fact that Black women are still dying, okay, still dying, you know, when it comes to when it comes to childbirth, we can't even get good care in our healthcare facilities. Get the fuck out of here. And these places receive government funds. Get the fuck out of here. Kiss my ass. Minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour nationally. Kiss my Black ass. Reparations. 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 Period. End of discussion. Give me that stimmy. Unless these niggas ain't trying to drop another stimmy, I ain't voting. If they ain't tried one thing about Donald Trump, and I'm not for Donald Trump, I'm not a Republican. Once again, I'm a Democrat. Like I said, during 2018 and 2020, I voted Democrat. I'm not voting Democrat this year, nor I'm not voting Republican. Need I throw that out there? But like I said, when is niggas dropping stimmy checks? These motherfuckers want people to vote for their asses, but nobody's talking about dropping a stimmy. When is we getting a stimmy check? Fuck that. I want a stimmy. Where them stimulus checks at? They talking about, they trying to get everybody out here. It's midterm season. They trying to get everybody out here, Democrats and Republicans, but none of them is talking about the fucking cash. Where's the fucking money, bitch? Y'all not doing what the fuck y'all supposed to do, but y'all want us to pay for y'all? Get the fuck out of here. Go on somewhere. Find a dick. Find a pussy. Find something to suck and go on somewhere. Where the stimulus check? Shit, I'm staying the fuck home on election day. Let me tell you something. While everybody is going out there and y'all voting and everybody is going to be happy, I'm sure there's going to be mad parties. Motherfuckers is going to be lit. You know, everybody get a day off and everybody is going to be happy, right? Things is going to change because you voted for whoever done told you that they, and hopefully they support your interests too, right? You're going to get somebody who's going to potentially fuck up the economy, who is going to have policies that is not going to probably be supporting your interests. I'm pretty sure inflation is going to go up and up. And we're probably going to get hit with another shutdown because the pandemic, quote unquote, is over. And while that happens for y'all, for me, at the end of the day, I'm going to be employed. Nuts will be busted. Bank account will be added up. And I will have something to show for it at the end of the day. I'm Dream Nicole, and it's Black First, motherfuckers. It's been real and